Hi everyone, and welcome to episode 11 of the Cancer Researcher podcast, brought to you by the European Association for Cancer Research. In this episode, we will be taking a slightly different approach to our regular conversations by introducing a new type of episode, the research focus. In this episode, we will be discussing some of the most interesting and impactful recent papers in cancer research with no other than the authors themselves. I am your host, Dr. Alexandra Bojtor, Scientific Officer at the EACR, and my guests for this episode are Dr. Massimiliano Mazzone, full professor at VIB KU Leuven in Belgium, and Dr. Carla Riera Domingo, former member of the Mazzone Lab, currently a researcher at IMEC. Let's dive into today's topic. Despite significant advances in cancer research and therapy over the past couple of decades, metastasis remains the leading cause of mortality for patients diagnosed with cancer. This is, at least in part, because we still have many unknowns when it comes to understanding this process. Dr. Carla Riera Domingo and her supervisor, Dr. Massimiliano Mazzone, are some of the researchers looking into deciphering the process of metastasis. Their paper, Breast Tumors Interfere with Endothelial Trail at the Premetastatic Niche to Promote Cancer Cell Seeding, published in Science Advances last year and highlighted in the November edition of the EACR Highlights in Cancer Research, focuses on the factors that promote the formation of a premetastatic niche, consequently facilitating the later stages of metastasis, extravasation, and colonization of distal organs. To be a bit more precise, Carla and Max are studying the endothelial cells in the lung. Hello, Carla and Max, and thank you so much for allowing us to glimpse into your research.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
So your recent paper is looking at how endothelial cells from the lung are involved in the formation of the premetastatic niche in this organ. You so nicely explain in your paper why TRAIL is important in the process of colonizing the lungs, and I'd very much like to discuss that in more detail in a moment. But first, I would like to ask you, what made you direct your attention to studying the tumor necrosis factor-related apoptosis-inducing ligand, or TRAIL for short?
Well, I can say that for us, it was our mission was to study TRAIL in the tumor stroma. And actually, we were quite surprised when we started to characterize the expression of TRAIL in different immune cells and in the endothelial cell compartment. And we found that the endothelium had 25 times more TRAIL than the immune cells. So for us, it was quite striking and shocking that this protein that has been emphasized for its role in the immune system as an immunoregulator was actually 25 times higher in endothelial cells rather than in the cells where so far most of the people have been focusing. And then I said to Carl, okay, it's probably the time to understand what the TRAIL is doing in the endothelial cells, in the blood vessels, also because at the same time, we saw that together with TRAIL, with the ligand, also the receptor, DR5, was highly expressed by the same cell, by the endothelium. And this, for us, was the first hint to start our study.
The role of vasculature lining in cancer progression, from angiogenesis and other functions they play as elements of the tumor microenvironment, has been discussed previously in the literature for instance, by Fares et al. In their comprehensive review, Molecular Principles of Metastasis, a Hallmark of Cancer Revisited, published in 2020, or in 2021 in the review paper Therapeutic Targeting of the Tumor Microenvironment from Professor Joanna Joyce's lab. Which is the element of novelty that your paper brings?
Well, we think that the big novelty of this study is that with the TRAIL, we identify a gatekeeper that is keeping very tight and very solid the vasculature at the premetastatic niche. Now, what we know more after our study is that the tumor is capable of hijacking this barrier, downregulating the level of TRAIL on endothelial cells. And this is, as you said, is favoring the consequence process that is leading to metastasis, including cancer cell extravasation from the blood into the premetastatic niche.
Interesting. Which would you say was the key experiment in your study?
As Max mentioned, we observed that endothelial cells actually express higher levels of TRAIL than the other immune cells we analyzed. But one of the key experiments was when we were trying to analyze TRAIL protein expression by flow cytometry. And in those experiments, we first tried to detect TRAIL at the cell surface, which is where it's normally located, and we barely detected it there. And then we thought, okay, let's check the intracellular pools. And to our surprise, it was there where we hit jackpot, and we discovered that TRAIL actually is retained intracellularly in endothelial cells, which is quite unique. And then, of course, it was also very key to generate the conditional TRAIL knockout mice that allowed us to deplete TRAIL only in endothelial cells and further validate the function of TRAIL in this subtype. So these two, I would say, were the key experiments in our study.
Thank you. My understanding is that the focus of this paper and the main hypothesis, I would say, is that changes in TRAIL expression are one of the initiating events in the formation of the premetastatic niche. Am I right?
Yeah, that's what we postulate.
And then you investigate the molecular mechanisms that are at play in preparing the secondary site for being invaded and colonized. But before getting into the mechanistic details, which I'm very eager to hear more about, how is TRAIL inhibited by cancer cells?
Yeah, so in fact, what we discovered is that cancer cell-derived factors, and in particular, we identified the proangiogenic molecules VEGF-A and PLGF, they naturally suppress TRAIL expression in endothelial cells in the premetastatic niche. And we believe that this is also mechanistically taking place through the proliferative cascade MAP kinase signaling. And another observation we found is that actually TRAIL is mostly expressed by quiescent endothelial cells. However, when endothelial cells start to proliferate, which would be, for instance, under the effect of these proangiogenic factors, TRAIL expression is almost completely abrogated. This explains also like why endothelial cells at the premetastatic niche, which is usually a healthy adult endothelium where endothelial cells are mostly quiescent, is very high. Whereas in the primary tumor, where the levels of these proangiogenic molecules are very high and the endothelium is typically proliferating, the levels of TRAIL is very low. So indeed, it's this switch from high levels of TRAIL to low levels of TRAIL, which impacts endothelial cell characteristics, awakens them from quiescence, and destabilizes this fortress that Max was mentioning in order to allow cancer cell seeding.
And moving on to my second question, how does the inhibition of TRAIL signaling promote metastasis? My understanding is that there are two main mechanisms that act simultaneously. On one hand, TRAIL silencing compromises vasculature integrity in the lung, and then on the other hand, decreased expression of TRAIL induces significant changes to the transcriptional program in lung endothelial cells. Do you want to elaborate a bit more on this?
Yes, so indeed, in quiescent endothelial cells, which express high levels of both the ligand TRAIL and the receptor, we found that those two interact intracellularly. And this uniquely blocks the action of DR5. However, when TRAIL is depleted, DR5 signaling is unleashed, and this promotes on one hand the activation of the caspase cascade, which induces apoptosis, and on the other hand, it also induces the activation of P38 and NFKB, and this translates into an increase in the expression of adhesion molecules. So in this context, endothelial cells become a subset of them die, creating holes in a way, and another subset is more It's more sticky. So when a cancer cell arrives, it's more prone to attach to it and then cross the barrier. And we actually later on also proved that when we treat our mice with antibodies blocking the adhesion molecules, we are able to rescue the increasing metastasis observed in the absence of TRAIL. So it's actually via this increase of adhesion molecule expression that cancer cells attach more to the endothelium, and then also thanks to the higher apoptotic rate, they can also cross the endothelium.
And then what determines if the absence or presence of TRAIL would lead to apoptosis due to caspase activation and or to an inflammatory phenotype?
Well, this for me was a stunning observation. As Carla said, so far what was known in the TRAIL field is that if you give a TRAIL from the outside, cancer cells might die. So the TRAIL from the extracellular environment can be a recombinant TRAIL that we generate in the lab, therefore can represent a putative drug, or can be the TRAIL that is produced by an immune cell, like for example a natural killer cell, and is released and will actually attach to the TRAIL receptor on the cancer cell and perhaps induce apoptosis. Now, what we have seen, as we are insisting from the start of this interview, is that in the endothelial cells, the ligand TRAIL and the receptors are present in the same context, in the same cell. So this leads to a very interesting mechanism whereby the presence of a TRAIL is actually blocking, as Carla said before, is blocking intracellularly the receptor. So in this case, is the presence of the ligand intracellularly that is preventing a pro-apoptotic or a pro-inflammatory signaling. Now, when the tumor, the cancer cell, the breast tumor, is releasing VGF, vascular endothelial growth factor, that has been mentioned before by Carla, then the TRAIL on the distant blood vessels is downregulated. And now DR5, the TRAIL receptor, is free of acting and transducing the pro-apoptotic, pro-inflammatory signal. So in other words, in an autocrine manner, when both receptor and ligand are expressed by the same cell, we disclose for the first time that this leads to the block of the pro-apoptotic, pro-inflammatory program of TRAIL receptors. Whereas when TRAIL is given, is seen in a paracrine stimulation from the outside, then the target cells will actually elicit upon stimulation the pro-apoptotic and pro-inflammatory program.
Thank you for explaining that. Which is the evidence in humans that TRAIL regulation is involved in patient metastasis?
We analyzed single-cell RNA-seq databases publicly available, and we observed that corroborating our results, endothelial cells express high levels of TRAIL. And we also observe in some patients where endothelial cells cluster according to their distance to the lesion. We also saw that in endothelial cells that were proximal to the lesion, the levels of TRAIL were very low, whereas in the rest of the endothelial cells that were more distant to the lesion, the levels of TRAIL were higher, which mirrors exactly what we observed in our study. So this supports the evidence that TRAIL regulation is also involved in patient metastasis. And on top of it, we also corroborated it at the protein level in a subset of patients where we extracted the metastasis versus the peripheral lung parenchyma. And moreover, very interestingly, in those subsets where TRAIL is highly expressed in the distant parenchyma, the expression levels of these adhesion molecules I was mentioning before is very low. And in contrast, in the subset of cells where trail is lower and are proximal to the metastatic lesion, the levels of adhesion molecules is very high, which completely mimics our phenotype. So we believe that this is at least a proof of concept that trail regulation may be involved in patient metastasis.
Antagonists of the TRAIL receptors have previously been tried in clinical trials. As TRAIL has been previously shown to be used by natural killer cells in the fight against cancer, but didn't show the desired antitumoral effect. In your opinion, in light of these new roles that TRAIL seems to play in cancer progression, should attention be directed again towards TRAIL treatments?
Absolutely. It's our research is a lesson, right? It's a lesson that in those cases where TRAIL agonists have been given to induce apoptosis, there is a problem. And the problem is the genetic flexibility of the cancer cell that will, can erase mechanism to resist to TRAIL. In contrast, we know that the stroma is more homogeneous among patients. And now that based on our study, we can suggest, for example, that for those patients that do not respond to exogenous TRAIL, to TRAIL agonist, we should actually intervene in a different way. And the different ways are actually proposed by the paper itself, and there are actually substantially two. In the paper, we show that by giving lipid nanoparticle, LNP, that are loaded with a transcript that codify for TRAIL and goes only in the endothelium, we actually reestablish the block by TRAIL in the endothelial cells that I was mentioning before. So we reestablish the TRAIL that the tumor is trying to repress. And by reestablishing this TRAIL, as I said before, we reestablish the autocrine interaction between the TRAIL and the DR5. So beside this strategy that is consisting in the delivery of LNP with TRAIL, we could actually conceive a strategy where instead of acting on the modulation of the ligand, we could actually think in terms of TRAIL receptor inhibition and prevent the overall signaling of TRAIL and therefore prevent what you have mentioned before, prevent the proapoptotic and the pro-inflammatory cascade that at the endothelial cells of the premetastatic niche are destroying this gatekeeping mechanism and is favoring the formation of metastasis.
Thank you very much. This is indeed a very interesting conversation, and I'm happy to learn so much more about TRAIL and the role that it plays in the formation of the premetastatic niche. Unfortunately, our time for today is coming closely towards an end, but I wouldn't want to leave this conversation without asking you a final question that's been on my mind ever since I've read your paper. How much do you think your results could be generalized? Would this apply to the development of lung metastases from other types of cancer, or would TRAIL be relevant in priming the premetastatic niche from other organs than the lung?
This is a very interesting question. So nowadays it's known that vascular beds from different organs also differ in their expression of several molecules, and TRAIL is possibly one of them. So we believe and we have proven that these results can be generalized at least in those organs where endothelial cells express high levels of TRAIL. And in our paper, we've demonstrated that this is also the case in liver metastases of breast cancer. So definitely we believe that these results could be generalized at least to a certain extent when in vascular beds that express TRAIL and where TRAIL has this function. When it comes to different kinds of cancer, of course, it always depends on the response and the features of each cancer type per se. But we also believe that it could be generalized to different types of cancer.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Max. Thank you, Carla, for taking the time to answer some of my questions today and for allowing us a glimpse into your research, which is so interesting. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. To ECR for the opportunity to discuss our study.
Yeah, thank you very much.
We really hope that you enjoyed listening to this fantastic research story and that you learned something new from us today. If you have any follow-up questions regarding this conversation, please don't hesitate to contact Max and Carla by email. We welcome feedback and suggestions for other topics or preferred guests through our feedback form, which you can find on our website at www.eacr.org/podcast. Don't forget to tune in on the 15th of May for the next episode. Please subscribe to our podcast so you won't miss an episode. You can find The Cancer Researcher on your podcast platform of choice. Subscribe and tell your friends about it. And don't forget that you can also find us on X at EACR News, Instagram at Hello EACR, and you can search for us on Facebook and LinkedIn.